Good morning, church. How's everybody doing? Are you all ready to praise and worship our God? Come on, let's give him a shout of praise. Nothing is gonna stop me from praising Jesus.
Come on, church.
I will sing of your love for me. In my life, you're my everything. Chains are broken, my eyes are open. You're my freedom now. You have called me up from the dark. Now I'm running into your light. You've changed my crying into dancing. My lips shall praise you.
Everything in me, praise the name of Jesus. I praise you forever. I praise you forever. With everything in me, praise.
on, sing with us.
Who brings the power of sin and darkness? Whose love is mighty and so much stronger? The King of glory, the King above all.
Receive this grace, this amazing grace. Lift up your hands if you know the grace of God is so real in your life that we cannot be here today if it wasn't for Jesus. Amen. So welcome, church. Good morning to every one of you. Good morning to the northeast. Is it northeast or is it north and east? Is it north and east? Amazing. Every time we come here, we always see God is doing amazing things in Hope Church. And it's all for the glory of our Jesus. Amen. We are from Jakarta, Indonesia, from our church, Jakarta Praise Community Church. And we flew all the way here. We're not here to sing songs. We're not here to entertain anyone but Jesus. Because there's only one who resides at the top of all our praises, and His name is Jesus. Amen. So if you are here to praise and worship our God, you are in the right place. Turn to your neighbor and say, you are in the right place. That's right. That's right. Today we're going to be teaching you some new songs, some already songs that you're already familiar with. But if you're not familiar with the songs, don't worry about it. This is what you do. Just lift up your hands and begin to worship God no matter what. Is that okay? Is that good, church? Let's just worship Jesus. Father God, we just want to say thank you for your presence. You are doing amazing things in this church. You are doing amazing things in this nation. But Father God, we pray, as we continue to glorify your name with our lives, may you continue to use us. Continue to use us as a tool, as an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven here on this earth, so that in everything that we do, we glorify your name. We want to build our lives upon your love. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus.
You are the only one worthy this morning, Lord. We lift our hands, we lift our voice before you. For you are the true guest of honor in this place. And only you deserve all praise and glory in this place. Jesus. Hallelujah. We sing. Worthy of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you, Jesus. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Come on, church, sing out. We live for you. Sing holy.
Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder. Show me who you are. Your love to those around me.
In one voice we sing, come on, sing it out.
Worthy of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you.
Oh, we live for you, Jesus, the name above all name. Come on.
Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you.
Come on, shout it out.
We live for you.
Sing holy.
Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder. Show me who you are and fill.
Open up my eyes.
This is our prayer this morning, Lord. Build our life. Build our life with you as our firm foundation. Build our life right here, God, in this church, in this family. We lift our voice, we lift our hearts here. Come on, in one voice we sing.
I will build my life upon your love. It is the foundation.
Shout it out, come on.
I will put my trust in you.
Alone. I will not.
And I will not be shamed.
Come on, let faith rise in this place. Come on. Yes. I will put my trust in you alone. Come on and sing it one more time, church, with all our heart.
And I will build my life upon your.
Yes, you are. You are.
And I will put my trust in you alone. And I will not be shaken.
I will never be shaken.
Look up. the glory that weighs down. I stand in awe for the wonder he has done. For a lifetime we searched and found you are the one true God, the one true God. Majesty, King of all kings, reign in our hearts, take over our lives. We glorify your name. Splendor appears like break of dawn. Creations bow down on their knees. For a lifetime declaring that you are the one true God, the one true we
Let's sing it again, church.
And we exalt you. And we exalt you,
Jesus.
And we exalt you.
And all.
Yeah.
surrender our all to you, Jesus. Only one name above all names. So we lift up our hands.
Here I am with my arms lifted high, as the light begins to fade. Hear my cry, my prayer, my plea. I'm counting on your grace for me. Through the storms and my uncertainties, Lord, I put my trust in you. You're my Savior and my peace. Oh, Christ, my King, I will draw near.
And so we sing to you, Lord God.
So my soul surrenders to my faithful God.
Yes, you are.
Faithful God.
Yes, you are.
You're my hope and anchor. I trust in you.
Through the storms and my uncertainty, Lord, I put my trust in you.
'Cause you're my Savior and my God. Oh, Christ, my King, I will draw near. So my soul surrenders to my faithful God, my faithful God. You're
your name. We lift up the name of Jesus. Only by your grace we're saved, oh God. Sing, where would I be without you, God?
Where would I be
if not for your grace?
If not for your grace that rescued me, my life surrendered.
Bottom of your heart, my life surrendered
to us.
Where would I be, Lord? And where would I be? Yeah.
If not for your grace that rescued me, my life.
Surrenders. We know for sure, God, that if it wasn't for your grace, we would not be here right now, Lord. Thank you for rescuing us, oh God. Thank you for what you've done on the cross. 2,000 years ago, you shed your blood. You give us your life so that we could have eternal life. Where would we be without you? And that is why we gather here today on this Sunday, Lord Jesus. It's not out of tradition. It's not because it's Sunday that we have to go to church. But we are here to celebrate your faithfulness, your goodness, your grace, your goodness, that your goodness and your goodness and your goodness and your goodness. Because God, you are always good. You are always good. You don't know how to not be good, oh God, because goodness is your character. And we thank you for today. And in this atmosphere of worship, you may be seated in the presence of God. We've been worshiping for, I think, a good 45 or maybe 50 minutes even. Are you okay? Is everybody okay worshiping that long? In our church, we have a rule that if the worship leader doesn't sit down, then the church does not sit down. But since this is not our church, this is your church, it's great to sit down and enjoy the presence of God. How are we doing, Hope Church? Are we good? We're here with my friends, my guys, my team from Jakarta, Indonesia. And it's always an honor, it's always a pleasure for us to have this platform. We never take any opportunity to stand on any platform lightly. We know that this is from the Lord, and we know that this is for the Lord. We are blessed to be a blessing for others. Amen. I just want to share to you a little bit. I just want to open from the book of Philippians 4. Is that okay? It's going to be a very short message that I really feel that, especially in this season of life right now, I know that every single one of us need this. And if you notice that there's a thread throughout the worship that we did, all the songs, we talk about trust in God. We talk about surrendering to the Lord. And this is just something that's been in my heart, especially for this season in my life, that I want to share. There's a passage in Philippians 4, and I'm going to read this from verse 6 and 7. This is what it says. It says, "Do not be anxious about anything. Do not have anxiety. Do not have fear. Do not be anxious about anything." Everybody say anything. What does anything mean? Anything means anything. Don't be anxious about anything. Instead, in every situation, everybody say every. What does every mean? Every. See, we read this passage, we read this verse again and again. This is, I'm sure for many of us, this is not an unfamiliar passage. But it says, in every situation through prayer and petition. It means that through prayer and asking God with thanksgiving, that's the key word, thanksgiving, with a gratitude, with a grateful heart, tell your request to God. And watch this. This is verse 7. And the peace of God, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, that goes beyond all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. How many of you have heard this verse before, have read it, bookmarked it, highlighted? How many of you? Yes, many of you. All right. Some of you know. It's all right. According to Amazon is a company that have Kindle. How many of you read ebooks? And on the website, Amazon says that this particular verse in the Holy Bible is the most highlighted, quoted, bookmarked verse in the whole entire planet. Philippians 4, 6 and 7. And I think there's a great reason for that, because we are living in a world that is the most anxious, the most stressed out, the most depressed generation
in the history of mankind, but not here in Hope Church, because all of you are perfect and great and amazing in this place. But everywhere else around the world, anxiety and stress, depression is the number one mental health issue in the world at this moment. I don't know whether you know it or not. I was reading an article some time ago. I believe it was the New York Times, where it says that it's 9 out of 10 people, it's 90% out of everyone in the United States are having mental health issue, depression, stress, and anxiety. 9 out of 10. I'm not sure in Singapore, is it like 1 out of 10 maybe? Is it 2? Or is it like 10 out of 10? 11 out of 10, that's amazing. But I think it's true. And I think this is why this particular verse speaks so much into my life today. It says, do not be anxious about anything. Do not worry about anything. And I'm in a season of my life where I see so many of my friends, colleagues, and people around me asking questions, tough questions, like, Pastor, I've been praying. I've been coming to church. I've been doing everything that God wants me to do, but why? Why does my mom now, sitting in the hospital with a terminal 4 cancer? Why is my business still not picking up and I'm financially in trouble? I'm doing all these things. I'm doing all the right things. Basically, the question is, why do bad things happen to good people? Anybody ever asked that question? I certainly asked that question in my life. I'm having certain health issues in my life right now where even I ask God, it's like, why is this happening to me, God? And then I come upon this verse again. I'm reminded that He said, do not worry about anything. And anything means anything. But in every situation, every hardship, in every storm, in every struggles in life, we have to learn to surrender. We have to learn to trust God. But I said this in my social media, in my Instagram a few days ago. I said that trust is a strong word, but surrender is a stronger word. Do you agree with that? Because so many of us, we say that we trust God. But surrendering to God is a whole nother level. Because surrendering means there's something, a part of us that we have to let go. It's not just a part of us, but all of us. There's a saying that says, less of me, Lord, but more of you. And that's what surrender means. That's what sacrifice, that's what worship means. If you read in the Bible about worship, the first time the word worship is uttered in the Bible is when Abraham was about to sacrifice his son. Worship and sacrifice are forever linked. There is no worship without sacrifice, and there is no sacrifice without worship. That in everything that we do, as Romans 12 says, that we are a living body given to God. We're living, and yet we're not living, because everything we have, everything we are, we give it all for God. That's what worship is. It's when we surrender our lives to our God. And Philippians says, don't worry about anything. But in every situation, come before God. In the Message translation, it says, tell God, tell the Father every detail of your life and He will answer to you. That's how amazing and beautiful our God is. And I don't know what some of you are going through right now, but I think I can safely say that so many of us have some sort of struggles, some sort of anxiety and worry in our lives. If I may, if there's any one of you here that is having problems or storms in your way or mountains that you need to climb, you know that you're having some issues in your life that you know that you only need God. He's the only one that can save you. Can you just lift up your hands right now? All right. Come on. Don't Just lift it up. Don't put it down. Wow, there's only like 20% of you. The rest of you are having a perfect life. Amazing. Because in our church is quite honest. They're very vulnerable. And when I say, how many of you are having struggles, literally 100%, like everybody, 20,000 people in our church would lift up their hands, because I think that's just the struggle of everyone right now. So let me ask this again. Maybe I'll have a different response this time around. How many of you know that you need to surrender to God because you know you have some struggles in your life? Lift up your hands right now. There you go. There you go. Lift it up. Lift it up. I want the angels to see your faces and write down your names right now, because you know you need help from the Lord. I think we have a different understanding about peace, and that is the problem that we have today. For many of us, when we are struggling, we always say that, Pastor, I just want peace in my life. Pastor, can you pray that I have peace in my life, that all my struggles go away, that all my problems and all my worries just go away. I just need peace in my life. But the thing is, I think our definition of peace and struggles are kind of wrong. We think about peace in a way that is not peace, but it's more comfort. We want all our problems to disappear. We want all our struggles to disappear, but that's not peace. That's comfort. That's what we're working for. That's what we're looking for. We want a perfect life where, you know, the money is good, my job is good, my family is good, I have no issue, I have no problem, I have no financial responsibility whatsoever, my life is perfect. And that's what we think what peace is all about. But God never promised us that kind of peace, because that's not peace, that's comfort. What God promises is what we read here. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. That peace is not that we don't have any storms or that we don't have any problems and issues, but our peace, I wrote this, the next slide. Our peace does not come from God taking us out of our storms and fire, but our peace comes from His divine presence even in the fire. Hello? And the moment we understand this definition of peace, it's not that when we have no issues, but we will find peace when we know that our God is with us all the time. I have three children, my three kids. We have a very good relationship. I'm very close with them. And there are many times, and I'm sure if any of you have children before, right now you have children, not before, you still have your children. If you have children right now, and especially if you have young kids, I remember every time my kids have to do a recital or a rehearsal or any kind of performance in their school, they're always worried, they're always anxious, they're always stressed out. It's like, Dad, I don't want to be on the stage, I don't want to sing, I don't want to perform in front of people. And this is what I always tell them, don't worry, Daddy will be there no matter what. Isn't that what we say to our children whenever they're anxious? Daddy's here, Mommy's here, right? And every time my kid have to be on the stage and I would walk into the classroom in school during the recital, and when they see me entering the room, they know that their daddy is in the room. Their eyes, their face, the whole expression lit up. They're like, oh, Daddy's here. And I'm just like, Daddy's here. Don't worry. And they look at me with that big smile on their face. It's not that they don't have to perform anymore. See, the thing with us as adults, we think that we just want our problems to go away, right? But children knows that they have to go through some things in life. When they have to go to the dentist, they hate going to the dentist. But as a father, every time they say, I don't want to go to the dentist, I'm a good dad. I will not say, okay, you will never, ever have to go to the dentist for your whole entire life. I'm going to let your teeth rot. As a good dad, we would not do that, would we? I would tell them, you have to go through this. It's going to be painful, yes. I'm not going to lie to you. Some of the things that the dentist do, it's going to be painful. You know, you're going to be kind of scared when you hear that machine whirring and, you know, all that stuff happening on your teeth. You're going to be worried, but listen to me. Daddy will be there. I'm going to hold your hand and everything's going to be okay. See, if children, if we as parents on this planet, on this earth, can say that to our children, and our children have their worries being taken out because they know that their dad is there. And how about us? So many of us, we worry. We're so anxious about what's ahead that we forget that God always, always whispers in our ear, I'm here. That even in the darkest night, even during the toughest storms, I will never let go of your hand. And that's what Philippians 4 is all about. Is when we come before God, and this is what we do in worship. We're not just singing songs, friends. I'm tired of us just simply singing songs. We are not singers, we're worshipers. I'm going to say this again. We're not singers. I don't care. God doesn't care how good your voice sounds. What God seeks is a worshiper, someone who will come before the Lord as vulnerable and honest and say, I can't do this without you, God. I cannot do this without you. But if you promise, if you say that you will always be with me, I will let go of all my worries and I will surrender to you. Less of me and more of you. There's a verse in Isaiah. And this is what it says in Isaiah 43. When you pass through the waters. This is God speaking through the prophet. When you pass through the waters. Read what it says. I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. Because I, your Lord God, your King, your Father, will be with you at all times. At all times. And I don't know about you, but that comforts me in my life, in my struggle. I don't know if you heard about my story, about my testimony right now. I'm going through some health issues in my ear that year after year. I just came back from Singapore last month for another checkup. It's been my third year of checking up here for my ear. And my left ear is just, the hearing on the left is going really, really down. That now at the age of 46, I have to wear a hearing aid everywhere I go. So even my children is calling me grandpa now. Because I have to wear a hearing aid because I'm losing my hearing on the left side. And I still have my tinnitus nonstop for the past 3 years. As a musician, it's a struggle. As somebody who loves music as much as I do and work in the music industry as much as I do, I love to be able to hear on both sides of my ear. But I can't have that now. And when people ask me this, you know, but you're a pastor. Why are you sick? What does that mean? Like pastors can't be sick or something? It's like, what? No, but you're close with God. And why does God allow you to be sick? And this is what I always tell people when they say that. Why do bad things happen to good people? If we say we're Christians and we have the power and authority of God, then how come so many of us are still anxious and stressed out and depressed with some situation and struggles and storms in our lives? And this is what I always say, that's we only see the visible. As human beings, we only see what is visible from our natural eyes. But the Bible says that the glory that He has prepared for us is not seen. Hello? What is essential in life is invisible to our eyes. That no matter what you're going through today, whatever it is, listen to me carefully, church. This is what I've been learning in my season in life. Our story does not end here. Our story does not end here. Our story goes all the way to eternity with our Father in heaven. And even though the Apostle Paul said this, even though my flesh is rotting away, but my spirit is full of the glory of God. Because he knows exactly that this is temporary. All our struggles, all our storms, everything that we must go through in life, they're temporary. But the permanent ones, the one that will last forever, cannot be seen with our eyes. So even though we're struggling right now, even though as a pastor, I'm struggling, and people say, don't you pray? I've prayed. I've laid hands, I've laid my foot, I've tried everything. But I know this, that my God is good and my God is always in control. Even if I'm still in the fire, remember what it says, our peace does not come when he takes us out of the fire. And I've changed my prayer. I used to pray that all the time. I used to pray, God, take me out of the fire. But nowadays, I'm like, I'm cool with the fire. I'm okay as long as you are with me. And I pray that this is our prayer in Hope Church today. I don't know what you're going through. You could put your Bible down. You can put your notes down. I really don't know what you're going through. But if I can guess that some of us are having some tough times in life, whether it's your relationship, whether it's finances, whether it's your job, whether it's school, your campus, anything. We all go through fire. We all go through storms. But one thing I can assure every single one of us here, don't be anxious about anything. But in every situation, come before the Lord. Come before Him in worship. Our victory, our strength does not come in how powerful we can struggle. Our victory comes when we fully and deeply surrender to our Lord. That's when victory comes. That's the dichotomy. That's the irony of who we are in the kingdom of God, is that when we surrender, that's when we win. It's not when we fight. It's not when we struggle. We actually lose. But it's the moment we say, I surrender. Not give up. Surrender. There's a big difference between giving up and surrendering. Surrendering means that I'm putting my life on a higher authority. I'm putting my life that if you are king, how many of you know that Jesus is king? We sing it all the time. You know that we live in his kingdom? Do we agree on that? If we can't pass this, then we cannot continue. How many of you know that Jesus is our king? Do you believe it? He is king. He's not prime minister. He's not president. He's not being voted in. There's no election. He is king. And we live in his kingdom. It means that he controls. He has authority over our lives. And yet so many of us, we sing it in church. We trust you, Lord. You are my King, Jesus. And yet we live life as if this life is still ours. Jesus said it in the Garden of Gethsemane, but the night before he was crucified. Even though he was grieved, even though he says that my heart is so grieved, I feel like dying on the inside. That's what he said. That our God can have sadness. Our God can feel emotions. And yet, this is what he said. He prayed to his Father. Father, if it may, tomorrow, if it's okay that I don't have to go through this crucifixion thing. Is it okay that I don't get tortured and beaten? Is it okay that, you know, the Roman soldiers will not kick me or spat on me? Is it okay? If it may, let this cup be passed from me. That's what he asked. Just like all of us, we will ask God, please, Lord, can you just let the fire go away? Can you take me out of the fire? Can you take me out of the storm. And yet this is what he said at the end. This is what makes his worship so beautiful, because that's what he was doing. He's worshiping. He said, but let not my will be done, but let your will be done. That's surrender. It's when we let go. It's once we said, this is, even though I have to be in the fire, it's okay, because this life is not my own. Even though I have to go through some health issues in my life, it's okay, because this life is yours. You're my king. I'm in your kingdom. But one thing I ask, don't leave me. Be with me. And God says, I will be with you until the end of times. That's how amazing our God is. So I'm going to teach you. We're going to teach you a new song that we wrote from JPCC Worship. This song, especially this song from the new album, is, the album is not even out yet. But this song especially have ministered to me personally in my life. And the chorus, it says, even when the mountains tremble, even when the storms come my way, Jesus, you're my rock, you're my anchor, you're the one who fights my battles. Even in the darkest night, you will never let me go. So as we continue our worship, I pray that this song will minister to all of you today, that whatever you're going through, every storm that you're going through, let us learn to surrender before our God. Is that all right? Let's worship Jesus. Let's worship Jesus.
Your love is stronger than my fear. Your grace is greater than my sin. Oh, trample down. Where is your sting? Here I declare my victory.
Sing with me.
Your love is stronger than my fear.
That's right.
Your grace is greater than my sin. Oh, trample down. Where is your sting? Here I declare my victory. Even when the mountains tremble, even when the storms come my way, and even in the darkest night, you never let me go. And Jesus, you're my rock and anchor. You're the one who fights my battles. Even in the darkest night, you never let me go.
Sing your love.
Your love is stronger than my fear.
Oh God,
your grace is greater than my sin. Oh,
trample down.
Where is your sin? Here I declare.
Come on, declare it.
My victory. Even when the mountains tremble, even when the storms come my way, even in the darkest night, you never let me go.
Jesus,
you're my rock and anchor. You're the one who fights my battle.
That's right.
Even in the darkest night, you never let me go.
Even when
the mountains tremble, even when the storms come my way,
the dark.
the storms come my way, even in the darkest night, you'll never let me go. Sing, Jesus, Jesus, you're my rock and anchor. You're the one who fights my battle.